I'm Bob Agnew.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. Whoa.
Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I'm the one that had a colonoscopy this morning, not my equipment, so sorry if the equipment's acting up today. I just didn't want to miss today. We got a lot to talk about with the grade school shooting and Hillary Clinton fainting and all the medical news that came up this week. And I don't know how many of you guys have had a colonoscopy, but coming home really isn't the fun part. Well, prepping isn't the fun part, and coming home really isn't the fun part. I am so sick of the toilets. I'm so sick of the bathroom. I'm so sick of clear liquids. Being in the studio makes me feel happy. They did a good job. I actually posted a picture on Facebook. I'll post a picture of Twitter. Not of my colon. I don't think, I'm going to have to scan the picture of my colon. I wanted to make sure it looks good. You know, I have to review every picture that goes, you know, on Facebook. Many of you guys, you tag me in a photo, and I mean, it's usually not the best shot. You know, you could see one butt cheek or the bra straps aren't aligned. And I'm like, really, George, you got to put that up on there. So I'll wait and see. But I think the inside of the colon is a very, very beautiful part of the body. It's all kind of pink and shiny when the light hits it. I think it's exquisite. The uvula, very pretty part. The iris, beautiful part. Some of you are like, no, it's a Picasso's. No. This is much more prettier than a Picasso. I just got to give a shout out to Valley Hospital, who took care of me, and Dr. Yakov Shapashikov, who did the scope. That man has been where no man has been before. Very brave. Very brave man. Victor, the anesthesiologist. You always have to show love to the anesthesiologist because they're the ones that put you to sleep and they're the ones that have the power to wake you up. I still don't though get why Michael Jackson wanted propofol to put him to sleep. You just feel groggy and you say stupid things and you're just blah. The worst part about it though is my tushy is raw. And you all know I don't use a regular chair in my studio. I use one of those exercise balls that I sit on. So I'm exercising my abdomens and my glutes. And when you have a very raw tushy from the prep, very hard to sit. What did they find? They found no foreign body. No. Remember, it's been a long time since I've been in college, so I'm sure whatever would have passed. But I had esophagitis. They got no hiohernia, no ulcers, thank God, no colonic polyps. But my esophagus was kind of worn down. I mean, he asked me if, you know, there's any stress in my life, you know, and of course, I mean, you know, where do I start? He did recommend staying away from the in-laws, so that's great. Husband didn't like that, but for me, I'll take that one. That's fine. He said, from here on out, no chocolate. I was like, what? Crazy say what? No chocolate? Look, I love you and everything. I know you were in a couple orifices today of mine, but oh, hell no, no chocolate. Then he said, of course, no spicy food. Now, being under propofol, I'm not going to play the Dr. Dahlia card and go, wait a second, I'm a doctor, so you don't need to tell me stuff. I actually just listened and nodded my head and, you know, cussed a little bit when he brought up the no chocolate. Tonight there's a birthday party, and it's at an Indian restaurant on the Strip. So I guess I'll start taking his advice tomorrow. You think that'll be okay? The problem is, for those of you that have never had a colonoscopy, you go through, for me, my prep was different. 8 years ago, I got to take the pills. You took about 8 to 16 pills, I forget what it was, and it would just clean you out, scrub you out, like that commercial with those little bubbles that scrub up the tub and leave you shiny. But apparently those pills later were found to cause renal failure, so they took them off the market, and everybody has been drinking this drink. Now, my prep was, I don't care if you don't want to hear this, that's what I'm talking about today. My prep was 2 10-ounce bottles of magnesium citrate. I apologize if I vomit while discussing this. And I had to take 6 Ducalax. So basically, you're on clear liquids for a day. Now, clear liquids is Jell-O, apple juice, and chicken broth, meaning top ramen without the noodles. So, I mean, that's already disgusting in and of itself. And then you take a whole bunch of stuff at noon, although I didn't really start till 1:30. And then, because again, I am a doctor, I do whatever the hell I want. And then you take the rest of the magnesium citrate at night. I couldn't get through it. I vomited, so I only drank a half a bottle. Thank God it was enough of a prep. I actually went to sleep. I went to bed at 10 o'clock. And I was able to sleep till 4:30 in the morning until I had to go to the hospital. So I was really, but when they say gentle prep, there is nothing gentle about it. When you sit on the potty, and remember, things are a little bit more acidic in your colon, you burn. Now, no, I didn't put pictures of that up there. I just put a picture of me about to get my scope and me kind of waving, and the doctor getting upset that he's trying to do the procedure, get the propofol in me so he can move on with his day, and I'm sitting there doing a photo shoot. But if I'm a little foggy, sorry. Now, we got a lot to talk about today. There's no way I wanted to play a replay today. This shooting that happened yesterday, one of the most scary massacres I've ever seen involving little kids. And I want to hear from you guys because as far as I'm concerned, rather than hearing all this gun control and, when I heard this, I'm like, arm up. Arm up. We have some real loons that live among us, willing to kill 20 kids. Now, you see, I know a lot about what's going on in Israel. I mean, Israeli schools, they have an armed guard. There's an armed guard, right, at all schools. I guess once there wasn't, I think back in 2008 and there was a shooting. I got to look that up. But as far as I'm concerned, armed guards. And if not, let's hear from some teachers. Let's hear from you guys. Should teachers be armed? Or should there be like an administrator, concealed carry or something on board? 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-362-3254. Don't go away.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 14th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.97.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.39.81, $8.69.91 for a half ounce, or $4.34.95 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.39.81, $8.69.91, and $4.34.95.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Complain about the Glee Christmas music bumpers. You know, I honestly, come on. I came up with some Christmas music bumpers that were pretty. Some of my favorite Christmas songs. I know a lot of you don't like Glee. You know what? Then you want to know what? Okay, if you're having that much of a problem, if you're having that much of a problem with Glee, then I am going to sing next year's Christmas bumpers. Fine. That's just what I'll do. I you know what? Fine. You'll hear my voice. And yeah, I ain't gonna like it. All right, 1-877 Doc Dolly. So we're talking about, in terms of schools, I mean, Israeli schools have armed guards. And in light of this horrible shooting with 20 babies being shot, little kids, 5 to 8 years old, being shot and killed, should we do what Israel does, where there's an armed guard? Now, some of you have been weighing in on Facebook say, no, teachers shouldn't be, I'm not talking about teachers. Teachers have enough to worry about. Although, I mean, if any of you are out there are teachers, I'd love to hear from you too. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 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 or for those of you that still can't deal with the letters, 1-877-362-3254, 1-877-362-3254. I don't think we should burden the teachers with having to protect the kids. And I mean, some of the teachers that, I mean, everybody was a hero as far as I'm concerned in this setting. But some of the teachers barricaded, the kids in a closet. One barricaded a bunch of kids in a bathroom. One threw herself in front of the kids so she would take the bullet and she died. I mean, just, heroes. Phenomenal heroes, but no, because when the reason why I don't think the teachers per se should be the ones armed, unless they want to be, but the reason why I don't think we should mandate the teachers per se is because they have to collect these kids. Because when the kids hear the firecrackers, they're going to want to go out and look. And remember, a lot of guns don't sound like guns. The way we were just talking about this earlier this week with the Oregon Mall shooting. You know, one of the witnesses said she thought she heard fireworks. Same thing with the Colorado Aurora movie shooting. It sounds like firecrackers. If you guys ever hear firecrackers, you get down. You don't need to go and look. That's how people are getting killed. Don't look. They may not be firecrackers. That could actually be gunfire. Now, so as far as I'm concerned, no, I don't think the teachers need to be the ones that shoot back. Now, like I said, I mean, again, this is kind of a question to my teachers out there too, or anybody who knows about school administration. Are you allowed to be a concealed carry and be a teacher? Are you? I mean, I understand if you're concealed, if you know, people may not know, but or are you not allowed to have any weapons on school campus? I know it depends. What, you know, could depend on what school district you're in, et cetera. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Personally, I mean, you know, in Israel, again, they have an armed guard. Now, again, some of these campuses are large, you know, like Virginia Tech. I mean, there are campus police. There's security guards, but then there's campus police, and the campus police are armed. But, you know, in that particular case, that's a huge campus. But, you know, our elementary schools aren't guarded. And we live in a society right now where people are crazy. We always have lived in a society where people are crazy, you know. But, I mean, in the olden days, if, you know, somebody decided to take hostages, you still had a chance of living. You know, people would let hostages go 30, 40 years ago. Now, oh, no. I you know, we're in a different world. And, I mean, these are just babies. Should we have an administrator who is, I guess, able to, you know, use a gun, comfortable with it? I mean, would an administrator be willing? You know, a fifth of my practice are teachers. I love my teachers. I have a huge, huge practice of teachers who come and see me. And probably in terms of my radio listeners, about a tenth at least of my listeners are teachers. And I know many people think teachers aren't very conservative, so they won't listen to talk radio. But they do. They do listen to talk radio. And not all talk radio is conservative. But I have to admit, I don't think any of my teachers own a gun. I have to think about that. I don't ask everybody, but for the majority, many of mine don't. So then you also wonder, would somebody who is an administrator, because, I mean, you know, think about it. When you're going into teaching, I mean, you're there for the kids. You're there. You know, it's not like going into ER where you're expecting to be dealing with gun-related violence and drunks grabbing at you and people trying to stab you with a needle. I mean, you know, when I was in the ER, I knew before I even finished, just because of everybody else who worked ER, that I was going to be caring. I just knew. And, you know, because it's the type of clientele. You know, off-duty cops, I'd probably say I couldn't even think of walking around in this world without a gun. But teachers, it's different. Because again, I mean, teachers go into their training and go into their education and get their degrees because they're going to be dealing with kids. They don't think they also have to handle the security. Right? But, you know, one argument one of you was, writing me about yesterday was how there's no funds. There are no funds in any of these school districts for there to be an armed guard. Well, of course not. We know that. School district funding always is the first to get cut, which kind of confuses me because we have a lot of illegals in many of our schools throughout the United States. And you would think if we don't have enough money, why would we have such an open door policy? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I would love all kids who come into our beautiful country of ours to get an education. But I mean, if we're going to be losing the safety, if we are going to be losing funding for any sort of safety measures, not that I think that would even come first. I mean, if the budgets did increase, you know, my guess is that hire more teachers, they get more school supplies, get more desks. I really don't see security being top on the list. From what I understand, the school just installed a new security system in Sandy Hook Elementary. Teachers were already trained on how to deal with lockdown. I mean, they, you know, they had been proactive. They just had nobody there to take this guy out. And that's what's scary. Now, what about metal detectors? But here's the only problem with metal detectors. From what I understand, this guy forced his way through. Yesterday, we were told that the shooter was possibly a father of one of the children. I believe that was reported by Fox and a couple other sources. But again, they were saying nothing was confirmed by the police. So as we were giving preliminary reports, we were hearing this going, oh my gosh, it was the father of one of the kids. So you drop off the kid, you're on campus, people know you, etc. And then we come to learn that he was actually the son of one of the teachers whom he shot his mother prior to going to the school, shooting 27 people, and then shooting himself. Now, metal detectors, somebody wants to go in and start shooting, they're just going to walk right through the metal detector. And again, what good is a metal detector if you don't have an armed guard there ready to take the person down? Now, I understand the metal detector beeping and everybody looking over, you know, that may give you a couple extra seconds to realize something's going on. We got somebody that walked through with a metal detector, but also think about how many people have flashlights in their pockets, you know, how many people have their key, you know, I don't think it's a safe, you know, and to understand, Israel is a much smaller country. It's less than the size of New Jersey. So for them to have armed guards, you know, in every school, it's a little bit more practical, but I don't feel safe, you know, with any of our kids going to school. You know, they've been talking about how to talk to your children when this happened. You know, what should you say to your children? And, you know, you have a lot of psychologists coming on and discussing and people being interviewed in many different articles. They say, well, let your child ask questions, et cetera. You know, with our kids, and luckily they are a little older, they're 12 and 10, we're extremely realistic with them. I mean, I don't want them to be scared and be afraid of going to school, but I let them know there are some real whack jobs out there with a death wish, and they want to take innocent people with them. So something happens, you get down, and you listen to your teacher, who's hopefully been trained on what to do with the lockdown, and you go into hiding, like the teacher says, and you keep your head down. When they're in high school and they're able to walk around with the backpacks, there's Kevlar-lined backpacks. You bet your butt I'm going to make sure my kids have, you know what, I'll put them in Kevlar underwear. I don't care. Now, many of you have asked me, what was this gentleman's psychiatric diagnosis that they're discussing? I don't know yet. I don't know if we've had any confirmed reports. There's been some flirtations that he had bipolar. You have some people saying this kid was a very smart kid. He was on a roll when he went to school. I think he went to the same school, Sandy Hook Elementary. Some people say Adam Lanza, the killer, had Alzheimer's. Not Alzheimer's, I'm sorry, Asperger's. Not that that would prompt anybody to shoot. So for now, we still don't have information. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Be right back. Let's talk. everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DocDali, DocDali, or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDali 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Check out StunGunMics.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMics.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMics.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMics.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horse head pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who's working the dials today. It's Kyle's birthday. Happy birthday, Kyle! You don't want me to make a big deal on air. Happy birthday. Okay, I'm not going to sing. It's hard to sing. I had my upper endoscopy and my colonoscopy today. I feel hoarse. Both sides. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H. Don't forget the H at the end, H as in hot. And don't forget the Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook. When you guys are fiddling around Facebook later, Don't forget to find the Dr. Dahlia Show. Our iPhone app is out. So for those of you that have an iPhone, you can download the Dr. Dahlia Show for free on your iPhone app. If you can't find it, just go to my website. There is a icon there, and you're able to take it off. My hospital bracelets are still on. I had my scope this morning. These hospital bracelets, and they put it on my right arm, and I can't cut them off with my left. I can't do anything with my left hand, let alone use a scissors. Have you guys ever tried to use a scissors left-handed? Have you ever tried to do that? I can't do it. So I'm going to have my kids cut these off, and I really don't trust my kids with, gosh, these things are tight. I don't trust my kids with the scissors so close to my radial arteries. Oh, well. I'm looking at this here. Two dead after shooting at the Excalibur Hotel. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know, believe it or not, it's actually not as crime-ridden as people think, knock on wood. But I guess we had a shooting at the Excalibur Hotel. Happened, I believe, yesterday. Man died at the scene. Woman was pronounced dead. Like I said, as far as I'm concerned, I'm getting ready to arm up. I am not going to mess around with this. Now, when I posted the question to you all on Facebook, in terms of, I didn't even post the question. I just said Israeli schools have armed guards, so should we. One of you had written, Paul had written, I never quite liked the idea of armed teachers in school, but I see little wrong with armed guards, considering today's realities, and I'm left-leaning in general. There is nothing more complimentary, right, than somebody who is left-leaning who actually agrees with you, right? Then you're like, damn. Okay, I mean, then it's like, wow. Let me see here. Dennis writes, before you talk about armed guards and kids, think, do you really want a TSA-like environment for your kids? I don't think it would be TSA-like. I think if we, again, the reason why you have an armed guard is for the loon that decides to pull out of a gun. I mean, look, we're able to do sky marshals. I mean, we're able to afford, well, I don't want to say afford. It looks like airplane tickets have gone up. I think the average is $414 a ticket. So you're right, we're paying for that sky marshal. But, I mean, there's sky marshals. You know, I'm a huge fan of El Al. El Al is the major Israeli airline. And I guess in America, years ago, this was in LAX. At the El Al airport, now we're talking in America, okay, in Los Angeles, a shooter decides to start shooting people at the counter 4th of July. Well, unfortunately, he took some victims, but before he could get more, one of the El Al employees shot him dead. Now, and that was in America, okay? I mean, we know that security is heightened on Israeli soil, but El Al was able to take out an airport shooter. Actually, the shooter started to run. And he could have shot anybody in TWA, American Airlines. He could have started shooting anybody. And that El Al employee got him. You know, and when you read that, you're like, well, thank God somebody there had a gun that could take him out. Now, some of you could say, okay, now wait a second, what about the Aurora, Colorado shooting? Nobody in that theater had guns. I don't think they did because I think there's laws against concealed carry. And that, now I'm not saying if somebody had a gun, they would have been able to do anything. Remember, they threw a smoke screen there. There was a lot of confusion, people running around. It couldn't have been a good shot. The guy, the shooter, James Holmes, had, I guess, bulletproof vests on, et cetera. But, you always wonder, okay, well, if somebody did have a gun, why didn't they do something? And then would that person kind of stay quiet? You know, I mean, if somebody did have a gun and they ran and they didn't take him out, he's probably not going to stand up and, or she's not going to stand up and go, oh, I had a gun. I could have done something and I didn't. They probably stay quiet because they didn't stand up and do something. So, you know, just because you're in a city where you do have concealed carry doesn't necessarily mean that somebody's going to still do something. You know, I mean, I've shot guns many times at the range. I am very comfortable with my shot. I think I'm a very accurate shot. But again, I mean, I'm a doctor. All right? I'm a lover, not a fighter. You know, I'm a doctor. I mean, when the time comes, I'll shoot. But the biggest worry I have is being a doctor. I know anatomy too well. So I'm going to try to avoid kidney, heart, lung, femoral artery. Because I'm not going to want to kill the guy. I'm going to want to maim him, which is not the proper thinking. I mean, if you're going to shoot somebody, you shoot. You don't mess around. So my husband is always yelling at me, saying, oh, hell no. I mean, you know, if you're going to do this, you do it right. You stop and think. You know, you stop and think, and you try to figure out how to avoid the psoas, iliopsis, iliac crest. You're gonna stand there thinking too much. Where was I going with this? You see what happens when you have propofol before you go on your show? Oh, I gotta tell you though, being post endoscopy, my problem is right now, I gotta keep running to the bathroom. I thought the prep would be done. And when you get your colonoscopy, they suck out everything. 2 hours ago, they should have completely vacuumed me dry. All right, we got break in 2 minutes. Well, let's move on. Hopefully, I don't have anything about stool because I don't want to think about going to the bathroom. Okay, here we go. Very quickly. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Another article comes, or another study comes out saying forget mouth-to-mouth, just give chest pumps and chest compressions. When we talk about CPR, many of us remember taking our classes where you do the 15 compressions, then 2 breaths, 15 compressions, 2 breaths, and you do the cycle. Well, a few years ago, they said, forget about it. Just do CPR compressions. And if you don't know how to count the compressions or just keep doing compressions because there should be enough oxygen still in the blood to circulate. Don't stop compressing to try to figure out how to get the air and do the head tilt, the chin lift, head tilt, and get a good suction on the mouth and blow air and then say, ooh, I put my mouth on somebody else's. They don't want you dinking around. They want you just doing chest compressions. And the speed at which you do them is to the song Staying Alive, Staying Alive, Staying Alive, right? It's about 100 beats a minute or Another One Bites Dust. Bump, bump. Maybe I said it a little too fast. But basically, that's the speed. They said a month after cardiac arrest, 46 patients who only got chest compressions were still alive, compared to 40% who got traditional CPR. Japanese researchers are saying hands-only CPR is more effective. Again, the big concern that many of us had prior is you want to get oxygen in. Now, some of you ask, well, how are you getting oxygen in if you're blowing in your carbon dioxide into somebody else's mouth? There's still oxygen. When you breathe out, you are breathing out carbon dioxide, absolutely, but you're still breathing out oxygen. You know, and expanding the lungs maybe will stimulate a little respiratory type of activity. You know, it was still a valid recommendation. Now, me as a doctor, I would probably assign somebody to do chest compressions while I'm doing breaths. I would probably do two-person CPR, or I do the chest compressions and they give the breaths, but I have no problem putting my mouth on somebody else's mouth. I mean, you know, you all know my history. But if I think somebody is going to hesitate, oh, hell no. As long as I feel secure that somebody's doing chest compressions correctly, fine. I'll bag them, give them air, etc. But, you know, the study looked at people, and those people who were given chest-only CPR did better. If you don't know CPR, learn it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the Freeze Dry Guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on Freeze Dried Foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
I had to sing that song a day or two after we got married to my husband. Anyway, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, but more importantly, Kyle's birthday. Happy birthday, Kyle. I don't know, I think Kyle's, what, 25? He's young. Everybody's younger than me now. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we got the Dr. Dahlia Cruise coming up in Alaska. Well, it's the Dr. Dahlia Alaska Cruise coming up this June. Don't forget to go to my website and check that out. My website is at drdahlia.com. Got a lot of interesting stuff going to be coming up this next year that I'll keep you guys posted on. But right now, let's move on. What's going on with Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton? Apparently, she passed out and hit her head. Now, they say it was dehydration, but I believe this one. You know how all these Hollywood stars, they pass out and they say it's exhaustion, or they say dehydration, and you're like, what are you talking about? Movie sets always have catering. Dehydrated my butt. You were just drinking at a party. We saw you with, you know, but this, I think she acquired a stomach bug. She acquired a stomach bug. I think some of the other people in her staff did as well. She got dehydrated and then she fainted. From what I understand, when she fainted, she hit her head, sustained a concussion. I don't think she needed a CAT scan. I don't think she had to be at the hospital. But from what I understand, she's at home and she's getting better. Hillary Clinton is 65 years old. Some of you have asked me if I thought Hillary Clinton is going to be too old to run for president in 2016. No, I don't. I don't think so. I think 69 years old, absolutely, she's gonna run. And I told you guys years ago, Hillary's gonna run. You know, whether it was gonna be after a Romney presidency or after an Obama presidency. I don't think 69 is too old at all. Remember, you're still middle age, well into your 60s. So she's just should be a little bit past middle age, as far as I'm concerned. No, I think so. And I mean, you know, Bill Clinton wants it. Bill Clinton loves being in the public eye. He cannot wait to get back in the White House. You know what the news was telling us 4 years ago? They said when Bush entered the White House, when Bush won and Bill Clinton had to leave the White House, they left the place like a fraternity did. And they also took out all the W's in the keyboards so that I guess nothing could get done for Washington or I guess George W. Bush. But they took out all the W's. They didn't take out all the B's. They took out all the W's. From the computers. And from what we heard, it took, what, $40,000, $50,000 to repair the White House after the Clintons left. And this was on CNN. Okay? This isn't even Fox News. This was CNN reporting that. And the reason why they brought it up is how Bush made sure there was a transition for Obama to come into the White House. And from what I understand, it was left pretty clean and pretty nice. So, like I said, I think they must have had some wild parties, and Bill definitely wants to get back in the White House. So whether Hillary feels up to it or not, he's going to make it happen. Okay, a lot of quick things we need to talk about. Let's get through some medical news. They say there's a strong link between low vitamin D and you being sleepy the next day. They said a study looked at 81 sleep clinic patients who were eventually diagnosed with a sleep disorder. Many of them had obstructive sleep apnea. That's where your tongue or your jaw or your tonsils prevent enough air going to the back of your throat, narrow pharynx, so you're like when you sleep. People with obstructive sleep apnea have trouble breathing when they sleep, lose oxygen, or put at risk for dementia, heart disease, stroke, etc. They say what they did is they looked at people's levels of daytime sleepiness and they looked at their vitamin D levels. Right? And people with lower vitamin D levels were more linked to daytime sleepiness. Now, vitamin D is not supposed to boost your energy like vitamin B would. But, they found an association with vitamin D and daytime sleepiness. Take what you want from this one. You get vitamin D from the sun. You also get vitamin D from fortified dairy. Excuse me, I had my upper endoscopy, my colonoscopy, so I'm burping like a storm right now. Woo! They put air in your stomach too. They do. They put air in your stomach and they put air in your colon. And then you're supposed to all day long let it out. I told them no. Suck out some of the air because I'm going to go on air. And the last thing is you don't want to be on air expelling air to people listening to you on air while you're on air. You could also get vitamin D from pills. right? Many of us doctors tell you to go pop a pill because we can't tell you how much sunlight to get. So, you know, keep that in mind, that if you do have daytime sleepiness, that's something you could do. Chantix. Many of you have been taking Chantix to try to quit smoking. I also think many of you have taken Chantix incorrectly. Now, there's been a study linking Chantix to heart disease and heart risks. Not the first time, but it's enough for me to bring it up again. Now, I actually like Chantix. Of all the medications out there to help somebody quit smoking, Chantix to me made the most sense, you know, in terms of how it works. Chantix kind of acts like a nicotine decoy, right? Because if you're addicted to smoking, you're most likely addicted to nicotine. So it doesn't make any sense to me at all telling you guys to, you know, smoke the, you know, nicotine or taking nicotine gum or the nicotine patch or e-cigs if you're getting nicotine in you. It doesn't make any sense if you're taking any sort of nicotine, like a tobacco-less cigarette. Never made any sense to me because we need to get you off nicotine. So how Chantix works is you take this decoy 7 days before you quit cold turkey. Then you quit cold turkey while still taking the decoy. And you can take it up to 12 weeks, 3 months. And by the time 3 months happens, your body's like, wait a second, I haven't had nicotine in 3 months, and hopefully you're over the addiction. The problem is most of you take Chantix while you smoke, and 2 months later, you guys are asking for refills while you're still smoking. At that point, look, your body's not stupid. Your body's going to realize the decoy versus not. However, in this particular study, they did find that there was slightly higher cardiovascular events like non-fatal heart attack. A non-fatal heart attack is a heart attack that you don't die from. Non-fatal stroke, again, stroke that doesn't kill you, and cardiovascular-related death. We don't know why. I mean, we know Chantix does, you know, it can cause dreams. It could cause maybe hallucinations, some suicidal thought. Because, again, Chantix blocks the effect of nicotine on the brain. I think I see more side effects in my patients that smoke while on it than not, but it's still not risk-free. So if you do have, you know, heart disease and you're a little bit more cardiac vulnerable, you want to talk to your doctor before you take this medication. Now, some of you are probably thinking, well, wait a second. If you're a smoker, you're already at high risk for heart disease. True. True. So, again, I'd like to know the mechanism at which how Chantix is causing somebody to actually have, you know, heart disease. But signs of heart disease, chest pain, shortness of breath, could be neck pain, arm pain, dizziness, not feeling right, nausea. All right? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You get all that just from listening to my show, don't you? Glaucoma cases have jumped 22% over the last decade. And by the way, visual issues in people 20 on up have skyrocketed because more people are getting diabetes or more people are pre-diabetic or more people's blood pressure is high. As far as I'm concerned, just start getting your eyes checked earlier than you used to. I used to tell everybody start getting yearly eye checks at age 40. Now I'm thinking about having you guys go earlier. Talk to your eye doctor. Usually your eye doctor will agree with me because they like the business. Researchers from Prevent Blindness America and the U.S. National Eye Institute reported that 2.7 million Americans age 40 or older have glaucoma, which is increased eye pressure that could damage the optic nerve and lead to blindness. Not the number one cause of blindness. Macular degeneration is still the number one cause, but glaucoma is still a biggie. People at risk for glaucoma are people who are black, use steroids, nearsighted. If you're nearsighted, now I just got LASIK, so I don't know if that negates the risk at all. I think diabetics can even be at higher risk as well. So make sure you get your eyes checked. A lot of times you don't know you have glaucoma or increased eye pressure until you get tested. All right, guys, don't forget to follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Facebook. Make sure you download the iPhone app. Sign up for the Dr. Dalia Cruise. But most importantly, please, for the love of the Lord, be safe. God bless.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, cold,
colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com and like us on Facebook.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.